Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I'm here with my favorite colleague, Sharon Shrieky, and we're here at the Body Confidence Podcast, doing it your way. And before we get into our topic today, Sharon is going to let you know what she's up to.
All right. Well, since you mentioned your way, we here we do coaching your way. Coaching is always done where the person that we're coaching really leads the conversation, decides what's best for her, and we just have a very interesting conversation that usually leads to solutions. And so that is really what I love to do. And if anybody out there, and so do you, I know that for a fact. If anybody out there would like to reach me, you can catch me at sharonshrieky@gmail.com. SharonShrieky@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you. We'd love to get your letters and your questions. And how about you, Stephanie, tell us what you've been up to.
Well, I've been really delving more clearly into my body knowledge system with my clients. My clients are entrepreneurs who are beginning their businesses or want to make their businesses better. And sometimes not understanding their body's intelligence might get in their way of having a successful business. And you could reach me at Body Awe. BODYAWE.com. And there's lots of goodies there for you. And, Sharon, I had this gal email us, and she finds that being an entrepreneur makes her very busy, but isolated. And maybe disconnected with her employees and her team. What comes up for you when you hear that?
So when I hear that, I think about how what we learned in coaching. What we learned in coaching is that when we are able to say what we feel, when we're able to, let's say, share a situation in our coaching session or where we connect with our clients, it brings us to a deeper level of relationship and in the coaching client relationship. So I'm saying, as an entrepreneur, I feel similarly. If a person is able to show vulnerability and show, okay, so you know what, we're down in the dirt together. This is like sometimes I might be vulnerable, and it's okay. We push through it. We work together. Maybe we share, and that's okay. Sort of, it's allowing yourself to be raw. I imagine, allowing yourself to show that you're also a person, and I think it deepens relationships in the workplace. What do you think about that?
I will totally piggyback on that. I think transparency is key. It can be a little bit, I don't know the word. It could be a little bit hard because I know with my team, let's say we're working on a project and all of a sudden, like 3 days go by and I thought I was going to finish it with my team and I go, I don't know what happened. Everything got away with me. Life just took over, and I'm able to say to them, hey, can we put this off next week because I'm just not with it right now. And that transparency is like our team is our family.
Right. I think that team member says, you know what? I felt like that before. And I can understand. I can understand that feeling of being, let's say, overwhelmed or whatever it is that you're feeling. And now that just deepens the work relationship. She felt like you
Oh, you
up.
hit it on the nail. It deepens. By being transparent, deepens
Yeah. You
our
read
relationship.
new level in, let's say, you allowed yourself to be vulnerable instead of pushing through and showing that you're a rock. Sort of you said, you know what? I can also have moments. I could also have moments when it's difficult, but then I share it and I feel better. Or, you could also help me. If you're a listening ear in my workplace, then you've also helped me. It's not just that I am helping you, I give you a job. You could also help. It's reciprocating the kindness, the goodness. And I think that it does foster good relationships in the workplace.
And Sharon, this gal also wrote to me about being isolated. What's your take on that?
I think that when a person doesn't resists that, resists opening up, they appear isolated and they appear, let's say, I think it gives like a holier than thou. I am the boss and I am omnipotent. Can touch.
Am the boss.
Right, but
Yes.
you could say, leave me alone, everybody. Or you could say, you know what, I'm feeling a little bit foggy these days. I have a little, some things in my on my mind, and sort of that can build your relationship instead of being angry at everybody and just being mean and demand, authoritarian. Some people will isolate themselves and just react in a very mean, off-putting way, and that pushes your work, your team members away,
So
right?
again, it's down to, I'm just wrapping up here. It's give and take. I heard what you were saying, and it's also let's really get clear about what a relationship is. What are the
Yeah.
components?
I mean, there is a difference in a relationship that you'd have with a friend, than you would have with a work, associate. But there is still room for understanding of each other, of some vulnerability. There's still room for that, and it deepens the relationship, and it makes the worker feel like a team member, like she's really a part of you, like she's like you confided in her and she feels like now she wants to help you with her heart.
So I think you just hit on one of our messages today is a team member versus an employee. I'm working for you. So employee becomes a different, we frame it like we do in coaching. We frame it differently so that our people's really better their lives. And is there anything else you want to and tell people how to connect with you?
All right. Well, you can send me an email and put podcast in the subject line. SharonStreaky@gmail.com. SharonStreaky@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you guys. And how about you, Steph? Tell us your information again.
Again, I want everybody, please add on to this. Again, Sharon, is I got from our conversation that we want our team to be part of our family, their members, versus just somebody who just works for us. They work with us, and that be makes less isolation and more transparency, which makes the family stronger. And you can reach me at Body Awe, BODYAWE.com. Look out for my body knowledge system. And Sharon, what was your message? Because I cut you off.
So no, my message is just what you said. It's you said it so well. We have to just allow ourselves to be vulnerable once in a while, even in the workplace. It doesn't make our team members take advantage or anything. It just makes them feel like, hey, she's a person too. I could relate to this person. I can, I really want to help her. That's I think the message.
Perfect. So I will see you very soon
Keep
again.
going. Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you.